So welcome to Aggie Radio. Hey, Cody, what's up?
Well, before we get into everything, I have to tell something to Rachel, and I don't know if you're going to like this, Rachel.
Well, I have a confession first, Rachel.
Oh, what? No.
The other day, remember, we bought a pizza together.
Wait.
Oh, we both get 5 pieces, and you had eaten 4, and I ate your piece.
That's okay, because I had already eaten four slices of pizza.
Just forgive me.
I won't kick you off the show, don't worry.
Forgive me. Okay, and in real news, so I ran into your roommate last night.
Which roommate?
The tall, cute, blonde one. I don't know her name. As opposed to the short, brunette, blonde one, or the other tall, blonde,
Maddie.
Cute one. Yeah, Maddie.
Maddie Stewart.
That's her. And we were talking about the show, and she's a listener.
Okay.
And, well, yeah, I mean, she fades in and out, and do you know the reason why?
Why?
She says the music that we play is too weird.
Maddie thinks my music is weird.
Yeah, and I said, you know who's responsible for that? It's Rachel and Riley picking their slow folk songs.
No, I did not pick slow folk songs today.
But we have done it in the past. And
we
to,
have. But
to
that
what's
is
her name,
quality
Maddie?
Music.
I'd say I feel she's an uncultured Philistine.
I don't care. We're going to lose listeners if we
Philistine.
Keep playing songs for cultured Philistines.
We'll lose integrity the other way.
That's fine. So from now on, I'm only playing top 40 songs.
Ew.
Oh, and by the way, Maddie was with a girl, Sarah?
Sarah, yes, Sarah Kies.
She is a pearl of a girl.
She gets that a lot.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Really. No, but I don't think you're listening to me, Rachel. Like, she's a pearl of a girl. Like set me up. Like, I don't know if you're getting what I'm conveying.
Yes,
like,
I get what
you're picking what
Sarah
she's
girl.
Dropping.
She's
I'm letting you know that she's probably been on, like, 2 or 3 dates already this week.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is set
she's
me up.
Up
with her.
I'll try,
she's
Cody,
down the clown.
I don't want you to get your little heart broken.
Oh, trust me.
I'm very concerned for you and your emotional...
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're picking up what I'm putting
I'm
down.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Okay.
I'm good,
all right. Well, this is the Aggie Newsroom program. And... Riley, are we tuned in? Did you want to tune us in? See if you could tune us in there on the radio?
Yeah, let me see if I can do that. Here we go. Oh, I'm having difficulties.
You're listening to Aggie Newsroom on Aggie Radio. Today is Thursday, the 27th of February. The year is 2014. The weather outside is wet. So drive carefully and remember, you have to putt past the hole because greens are slower when it's raining outside. By the time this program ends, there will be 17 days and 6 hours until the next true Aggie night. Yeah. Are you in charge of this one, Rachel?
I'm not.
Will you be kissing everyone in this one like the last one?
I will not.
How many boys did you end up kissing that night?
One.
Oh, you did kiss someone though?
So
was
only one at
Marky
a time.
Mark?
It was.
Or was it your crush, Ryan Lambert, your true love?
Yeah.
Ryan Lambert's not my true love.
I'm your host, Cody D.W. Scott, along with Riley McDighty Thompson, running the board and bringing you your entertainment news.
You know it.
And Rachel has a cute friend named Sarah Hilton. In the Aggie Newsroom, she'll be bringing you your national and state news. Today on the show, we have Pasta and Politics with Andy Perucci.
Perucci!
We have a big announcement from Taco Bell.
What?
That you're going to want to stick around for.
Oh, yes.
Then we have
Taco
Bell. No, I wish. Maybe. We need to get with our producer on that and see if we can get someone from Taco Bell.
We'll see.
The show. let's see. We have the Students for the Advancement of Ethical Leadership. They'll be here too at 5. And election results roll in at around 6:30. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about elections. And, of course, your favorite news stories. But first, what do we have on the program, Riley?
Well, we are going to have our first song. And this one was not chosen by Rachel, so don't worry.
Thank goodness. Stay tuned, everyone.
This is by the Beach Boys, Sloop John B.
Oh. That's a song that everyone knows. I can live with that one.
We
I wanna go home.
Yeah, good choice of music, by the way.
That'll really bring picked listeners up there, Riley. I think my grandma really enjoyed that.
It would probably have been your mom. The Beach Boys were more 60s and 70s. Anyway, but we're back, and Rachel is going to bore us, so here's her news segment. Hi, Rachel Hilton here. I hate Ryan Lambert.
That's not what I sound like or what I'm
saying. And I want to date him over Mark.
She hates him and she wants to date him over Mark?
She's hot and then she's cold.
You guys are the worst. So...
Nope. Hitler is.
Agreed. You guys are second to worst.
You
guys are second only to Hitler. Okay. So, in the next coming month, the internet, the World Wide Web, is going to be turning 25 years old. And in honor of that...
It can rent a car.
Ooh, that's exciting. In honor of that, Keith Wagstaff reported...
The Wag.
Yes.
Waggles.
Waggedy waggedy.
Guys, this is important news.
Oh, right. Keith Wagstaff.
So, he did, or he reported a study that they conducted that said, in comparison to 1995, so 19 years ago, only 42% of Americans had never heard of the internet. So, you know,
so
close to half of America has never heard of the internet before.
They had never heard of the internet, but they were hearing the internet all the time, that awful screeching noise that it used to make.
And then, today, 90% of Americans now think that the internet is a good thing for them personally. So we've gone from close to half of America not knowing what it is to 90% of Americans thinking that it's a good thing for them.
Only 90% of Americans?
Well, no. Look at it this way. Like, my grandma does not use the internet.
Yeah.
This is true.
I guess we're still trying to kill off all those baby boomers, aren't we?
Heavens to Betsy, man. She's not a baby boomer.
No. It wouldn't be.
Possible.
It would probably most likely be our parents who are the baby boomers.
It's like the people who were like...
Their parents fought in World War II.
Like, yeah.
So did your grandparents? Were they World War II people?
My great-grandparents did.
I think my grandpa... No, my grandpa fought in, like, the Korean War.
Korea? Then no, they would be...
So it's the generation just older than our grandparents. Also, in more numbers, because numbers are so interesting... $75,000. That is the income level where internet usage basically becomes ubiquitous. So, and then a close.
Now, can you define what ubiquitous means?
Yeah, could you please do that?
No, the internet just used it.
Okay.
And then a full 99% of Americans who report this much household income are on the web. So basically, if you are in a fairly affluent job, you've got good computers, tablets, phones in your home where you are consistently and constantly on the internet. You know, look at all those people.
Yeah.
Using the internet. Rich people, they're great.
We can tell Rachel doesn't have access to the internet. She doesn't come from a household that makes $75,000 or more because she didn't have the time to look up what ubiquitous meant.
Mm-hmm.
What does ubiquitous mean?
I have
mean?
No idea. I'm trying to work. Look.
It means non-relevant.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Fine. I'm looking up ubiquitous.
Let's not waste airtime on that. We'll have that after our next segment.
Ubiquitous. Present, appearing, or found everywhere.
Yeah,
the
non-relevant.
The opposite of what you just said.
Whatevs.
All right.
My totes don't need you on my backs.
So, 58% of Americans own a smartphone, and 76% of Americans agree that internet users are mostly kind to each other.
Mm.
I don't know if I would agree to that extent.
I don't think I would
either.
But
it's still great.
I think there's more kindness than negativity.
I don't even know if I'd agree with
you.
You
know, I think the negativity is more highly publicized. That's what we can say.
Yeah.
Okay,
in
yeah.
other news, gotta love America here. The food nutrition label is getting a makeover, guys.
Oh, good. I've been wanting this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some
highlights.
Ombre, nice ombre or highlights. New shade of eyeshadow.
Go get a mani-pedi.
Yeah.
While it is doing all of those things.
Side note, Rachel. You want to go get mani-pedis?
I've never gotten one.
You would
one
look
before.
Good with ombre, Rachel.
I'm not dying.
Okay.
Hair.
Oh, next.
I think we might be able to get Rachel to dye her
Rachel,
hair for business.
Before the end of the semester, we'll do a makeover episode with Rachel.
Makeover.
Was
what were you saying about numbers or something?
Yes. So, because America's getting fatter, everyone decided that, you know, maybe if we make nutrition labels easier to read, then maybe, you know, people
that's the
will
problem,
follow
I'm sure.
them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Basically, what they're doing is they're making serving sizes easier to understand. So, you know how, like, you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't that bad for me. And then you go up and it's like, serving size one.
Chip.
And then it's like, yes. And then it's like, approximate servings per bag, 16. And you're just like, oh.
You just ate a
Oops.
Whole bag.
Exactly. So what they're doing is they're just making it easier to understand so people actually know what they're consuming.
Yeah, they should have serving sizes line up with sizes of fries at fast food restaurants.
Genius.
That way you get fat.
You know,
Americans
I think every
conscious.
American would understand French fry sizes.
Yes, I do too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, and then just one other news story for you. So, the Democratic National Committee invited the city of Tampa.
You can just say the DNC. We all know what that means.
I'm yeah. so sorry. I don't. They invited the city of Tampa to consider bidding for the party's 2016 National Convention, but Mayor Bob Buckhorn is not too enthusiastic about the idea of that. Even though the Republican National Committee, or sorry, the GOP, they held their national convention for 2012 in Florida, and it brought in a great amount of revenue to the city. It was a really good thing, but I think the mayor is seeing kind of like an agenda here, you know what I mean? Because Florida is usually a swing state. They usually determine
yeah.
a lot. So by having the Democratic National Convention there, you know, I think it would really influence a lot of votes and things like that. And I think he's just looking at it going, you know what? We don't really need that here.
Maybe he just thinks the vegan and vegetarian places can't keep up with an influx of Democrats for that amount of time.
I believe mm-hmm. that. Have you ever been to one of those places that take forever to get you your food?
Yeah.
You know what I
or
think might happen?
Factories.
Mm-hmm. I think this isn't good for the Democrats because, you know, a lot of the more conservative people could just shoot them all and claim stand your ground. Because it
go.
Is Florida.
I think we should host it. Logan should. The Democratic National
the
Convention.
The Democratic National
yeah.
Convention.
Yeah.
We have ethnic restaurants.
From Ethnia?
From Ethnia. Yes.
Yes.
I think there's an Ethnian restaurant in that one gas station.
No, but actually, speaking of restaurants, shout out to Tandoori Oven. Super
That's
good.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is food. That all
That's
you have to
Ethnian
give in your
food.
Shout out?
That for that shout out, yes.
Okay.
Okay, next we have Best of Facebook. Nope, we don't. We're going to be playing another song.
I can do news.
We're going to have news by Cody the Body Scott. Cody?
The Body?
The Body.
Yeah.
Is it just because it kind of rhymed with Cody? Just kidding. That
nope.
didn't rhyme at
and
all.
Here is his introduction. Going around Logan? Want to know what's happening on campus or even in the greater community? Ask Logan. As he, ask, not Logan, ask Cody as he uncovers the mysteries of Logan City and the darker mysteries that lie beneath.
All right, Cache County launches an app for public safety alerts.
Mm.
Cool.
Is the title of the article, but that's
so
inaccurate.
Is this an app that I have to download if I want to know about emergencies going on in Cache
now,
Valley?
Now, app is short for aptitude.
Yes. It's
I thought
short
it was
for
short for application.
Yes, it is.
Silly
Cache
Riley.
County is one of the several northern Utah countries that will be utilizing...
Countries?
Counties. It's a typo here in this article I'm reading.
Oh, most definitely.
the app is called Ping 4 Alerts. Oh, no, wait. It's got an exclamation point at the end of it, so it's Ping 4 Alerts! I had to back up to yell that.
Yes, it was actually really awkward to watch. He threw his body towards the wall.
Cody the body.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh, that's where it came from.
Users simply draw on a map to personalize the area for which they want to receive alerts. Cache County Sheriff Lynn Nelson said he downloaded the app onto his phone Wednesday and found it easy to use.
This will be a better solution for those who want to be in the know, Nelson said.
The sheriff's office presently uses radio, print...
Does Nelson actually talk like that, Riley?
Yes.
Emergency broadcasting and social media to send out information that could be useful in the event of an emergency. Nelson said those alerts can be found... Or those alerts can be about a major snowstorm that might impact traffic or something more serious like earthquakes and other natural disasters. It's just one more tool in the belt, he said. Ping for alerts... Oh, excuse me. Ping for alerts! Don't forget the exclamation point.
So awkward.
Is a free iOS and Android app that uses location-based technology inherent in today's smartphones, to deliver notifications within a highly localized area.
Ooh.
So one of you download that real quick, and then set it to just receive alerts for this studio, and we'll see if anything comes in.
I don't think anything catastrophic will happen in this
studio. Ping for alerts?
Yep.
Unless I kill you.
Oh, I should mention, ping for alerts, the four is the number four.
So classy.
Yep. Here's another something that's happening in town. The Kappa Delta sorority is holding a charity bake sale.
Kappa Delta!
From 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, Kappa Delta sorority at Utah State University will conduct a bake-off in the Taggart Student Center Ballroom. That's the Even Stevens Ballroom.
Ooh, okay, yeah. 1 second. Our guest is in. It's our local fraternity correspondent, Chad.
Oh, Chad, hey, what's up?
Hey, bro, what up?
Nothing much, bro.
Dude, this bake sale gonna be totes tight.
That's awesome, Chad. What can we expect from the bake sale?
I don't know. I'm gonna be hungover.
Thank you. That was Chad with fraternity.
See you later. I gotta go not pay attention in class. Bye.
All proceeds from the event will benefit the Child and Family Support Center and prevent child abuse.
Hey guys,
in
I'm
America.
Back. Did anyone come in the studio?
No one did. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, okay, good.
The event costs $3, and the attendees may sample approximately 15 different desserts prepared by various campus and community organizations. So it's kind of an interesting idea for a bake sale. You just pay what do they call that? The fee to get in the door.
And then
entrance
you eat
fee.
Everything?
Cover charge. Mm-hmm. And then you can sample everything.
How much is it?
$3. $3.
And what's the time frame again?
1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Let's go.
This Saturday?
I'll go. The only reason I mention this story is because I used to date a Kappa Delta. And
oh.
I wanted to be able to mention that on the air.
So. Who was it?
You
tell me during a song.
Like that on the air?
BC were her initials.
Ooh.
Yeah. One
you
more
see,
thing.
If
this
you're
isn't
out there. Text me.
You
oh,
know
I
her.
Gonna, I was just about to.
You know.
About
I'll tell you your name in the break.
Okay.
Okay.
This isn't local, but this is important
I
for
know
students.
Who it is. Ha ha.
Yeah. BYU student struck by a car while longboarding. An 18-year-old Brigham Young University longboarder was in critical condition Thursday after police said he was struck by a car while crossing a Provo street. Lieutenant Matthew Sufanua said the boarder was riding southbound along a sidewalk on University Avenue at about 6:20 p.m. Wednesday night. Sufanua said the witness said it appeared the woman who was wearing earphones, I assume she was driving too, was trying to race a northbound car that had the right of way. It was a female student that was hit. She was struck by the car, which immediately stopped. Anyway, she's in critical condition.
So the longboarder tried to beat the car?
Yep, and it looks like she got hit. Not wearing a helmet, so she's in critical condition.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've seen it a couple times.
As much as I hate BYU,
my
heart goes out to their family and friends.
Yeah, and a little, warning that you should be wearing a helmet if you're longboarding.
Also, don't fight a car because the car will win.
Agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And longboarding at 6:20 p.m. It's probably dark by then.
dark and busy.
Yeah. That's right, during rush hour. So,
well, not
so
in be BYU. Careful. Everyone's gone to bed.
You're right, there's nothing to do there.
Yep. Well, you can judge people.
I have Taco Bell news. We can save that for another segment.
You know what? Let's build up to that.
Okay.
Should we do another
later
song?
In the hour? Later in the hour, we'll have story about Taco Bell revealing something truly delicious.
And who is our guest today? Let's preview that.
Oh, it's the Ethical Leadership Club, the Students for the Advancement of Ethical Leadership.
And we will be asking them how such a great ethics team could lose.
Yes, we will.
But now we have a song picked by Rachel. I know. Just hang in there. It's called Funny Heartbeat by Kisses.
Riley, how long is the song exactly?
14 hours.
No, really. How long is it?
4 minutes, 16 seconds.
We'll okay, so listeners, if you don't like the song, it's only going to last 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
If that long, I might fade out.
Go make yourself a sandwich or something.
I might fade out. Bring anyway, it back. Funny Heartbeat by Kisses, and the album is Kids in LA. This is Aggie Radio, for the students, by the students, and with the students.
Hey! I've fallen in love before, I'll say it again. She wanted to let me know where she'd gone to bed. To the night surprise, we're gonna watch the sunrise. I wanted to watch you fall away again. As the morning comes to us, I believe it's time to tell her everything, where I've been and why she cried. Slept alone, I lost my cell phone, and now I miss you. I'm feeling the pulse of this funny heartbeat. Gonna do it again. This funny heartbeat. Oh no. This funny heartbeat. Gonna do it again. This funny heartbeat. Now and I'm feeling funny now. I'm feeling funny now and I'm feeling funny now. It's this heartbeat, it's this heartbeat. You know I true and over said. To my own surprise, I watch the sunrise, and now I miss you. I'm feeling the pulse of this funny heartbeat. Gonna do it again. This funny heartbeat. Oh no. This funny heartbeat. Gonna do it again. This funny go, don't let it stay. You let it go. Oh, oh, oh. You let it go. Don't let it stay. You and I will watch the heartbeat go away.
Hey, so we're back. That song was all right.
Wasn't it a good song, guys?
I'm gonna sit this one out, Riley.
Symphony in G minor. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
It's no Sarah Brightman either, but you don't hear me sitting over here putting on some opera.
Okay, I'm gonna put an end to this. Riley, don't you have something for us?
Yeah, I do. Oh, our rating just dropped. No.
Those dropped before, Riley.
They'll come back once they realize Rachel's song is over.
No, we have
you
gossip.
Guys are the worst.
Yep. Actually, they literally did drop for the song. Here is the theme song. Go around town in Hollywood, getting celebs gossip like we should. Who's dating who? Who's doing what? We got the news, and that's that. Boom, boom, boom. Hollywood news, you know it. Hollywood news, uh-oh. Here we go with Riley Thompson on the show. Hollywood news, you know.
That was great, Riley. I've never heard such a long introduction before.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so I'm really happy about this next piece of news.
Why?
Cody, can you name like my top three celebrity crushes?
Yes, Kat Dennings.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry.
Yep.
And Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Are they doing a collaboration? Yeah, they do.
No.
I'm suddenly
they're
very
all female. And they all have bangs.
No. Yes, well, right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Katy Perry and John Mayer split up this week.
Oh, thank goodness.
And of course they were they together. Oh. Okay, apparently it's Rachel sleeps under a rock Hilton over here.
I'm sorry, guys. If I'm not doing anything important, I go to sleep.
We only covered it on our show. I mean, it's not like you. Yeah.
Was that the day that I took a 30-second nap?
More than 30 seconds.
You thought it was 30 seconds.
That was to your mind.
So they split up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There's a lot of reasons.
Because she's too good for him?
Well, and he's apparently a jerk.
Yeah.
But a moving truck...
That would explain the Taylor Swift situation.
Yeah. A moving truck was spotted outside of Katy Perry's house shortly after the news broke that they had broken up again. So this is good. In December, they actually had released a duet called Who You Love. Perry has been making solo trips to Milan and London recently, and she's preparing for upcoming Prismatic Tour, which I think is coming to Utah. We should all go.
Okay. We'll meet you there. We'll drive separate because that'll save gas.
If you guys buy my ticket, then...
Anyway, she's very stressed about the tour. And, you know, actually the song Roar was about him kind of pushing her down. So...
Literally? You know, was he abusive?
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Wait, for realsies?
No, but he put her down. apparently Russell Brand... it was a little bit about him, which she was too good for him as well.
He kind of creeps me out.
Yeah. Hey, baby. That's what he sounds like. They've been fighting, but and it's British. For the best because, you know, she's going to be on tour forever. It's off for now. It might not be forever, so we'll see.
Hmm.
Maybe thoughts? She'll come find
that's good
you,
news
Riley,
for you, Riley. I'm happy for you.
I think we'll hook up. Anyway.
Then she can become your sugar mama and you'll never have to work another day in your life.
I would work for the dignity of it. Anyway,
I would.
What's this Sunday, Rachel?
The Super Bowl?
Nope, that already happened. Again, get out underneath that rock.
Is it my turn? Ask me. What was the question?
What's this Sunday?
The Oscars.
Yes, it is. You know what that means. What's our favorite entertainment segment? Snubs and Flubs.
Snubs and Flubs.
So first, we talk about the movie Flubber.
Yep, we always talk about Flubber.
Have you seen that movie?
Flubber, Yes, I haven't seen it for a very long time.
Okay.
That's a great movie.
It has Robin Williams in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he makes kind of a protoplasmic-like creature, which he names Flubber, who can't seem to stay out of trouble.
And that was the Flubs portion of our segment. Mm-hmm. Now we get to talk about the snubs.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
There are some snubs. The first one, Michael Fassbender, they say he's best for supporting actor, and he refused to campaign for his award. He's not going to campaign to win it because he was snubbed several years ago when he was in the movie Shame. So Fassbender is holding on to that. Now, DiCaprio is kind of a public favorite and he's never won an Oscar. That's kind of crazy to people. And he is nominated for Wolf of Wall Street, but there were an inordinate amount of snubs this year. Oprah Winfrey was snubbed for The Butler, Best Supporting. Unfortunately, they tend to. They said the it was too early. Usually December is when you want to do it. It was in August. Redford was only nominated once for The Sting, so they say that's a snub.
Yeah, that he wasn't nominated for All Is Lost.
Yeah. Cody, yeah, now, Hanks, he was overlooked for Saving Mr. Banks.
And also Captain Phillips.
He overacted in that.
He always overacts. Him and Meryl Streep, but she seems to get nominated over and over again. I would just like to point out that to the Academy, if any of them are listening to our broadcast right now, that the award is for best acting, not most acting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's a great perspective, Cody.
The Curious Case Inside Llewyn Davis by the Coen brothers. Snubbed.
Snubbed, yeah. It got an Oscar nom for best sound editing. Which, if you've heard it, there's really good sound editing.
That actually does make a huge difference. So, definitely.
But no music ones. Let It Go will probably take the best original song.
And it's crazy. Best Picture, only 9 out of 10 slots were filled.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, it's not even they ran out of room.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Frozen should have got a nomination, I think. Lost. I think All Is Lost.
All Is Frozen? A crossover?
I would watch that.
Okay. And last but not least, Al Franken enlists John Hamm for re-electing the fundraising contest. As you know, we're highlighting one of my favorite celebs each week. John Hamm is this week's. He's known for his role as Don Draper, who, you know, is pretty popular. So Al Franken's a politician, and he's in Minnesota. He's kind of taking a cue from Obama's. At the fundraiser, they're having a celebrity. And so it's a Mad Men-type dinner. There's a chance to win a trip. Ooh. So, you know, you give a little donation, you could win. They'll fly out to Twin Cities. You get to meet Don Draper. And it's pretty good. They're looking for a lot of, you know, small donations, more grassroots.
Cool.
Again, Obama did this with George Clooney in May.
He did. I remember that.
And so that's good. And he's most likely, they say, to... It's either him or Hillary for the next...
John Hamm or Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I wish John Hamm.
Who is it? Hillary Clinton or...
Al Franken.
Al Franken.
We'll ask Andy about him today.
Yep.
But speaking of news, Cody, don't you have some news about the show here?
I do. So the show now has a blog.
What up?
I'll be posting another post today, but right now...
She was here last week.
What up? Not what up.
Oh, yeah. She did a great job, by the way. Thank you, Ashley, for filling in.
But I have to say...
She does...
She's no Cody Scott.
I was missed. I missed Were being you? On the show. But mm-hmm. I was glad that she stepped up and she did do a great job. And mm-hmm. Lived up to everything that I... There are very few people... I told her this when I was pitching her the idea of replacing me on the show. Just so you know, you guys, Rachel and Riley, I could replace you in a second.
Oh, I know you can.
Yeah. I already have lists and lists of people that I could replace you with, but myself, I'm the bread and butter of this show. So there's very few people that I trust.
All to the success of this show.
Exactly.
I didn't even get dressed for the show. I'm in just
I'm
in a giant tall tee. Yep. I'm in a huge tall tee. It goes down to my ankles. It's the tallest of tees.
Is it a nightgown?
No, it's a tall tee because it has a picture of Nike shoes on it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But she did do a great job, so thank you for that, Ashley. But I have the announcement I was going to make is I've created a blog for mm-hmm. the show.
And what's the name of that?
AggieNewsroom.blogspot.com.
Dot company. So World Wide Web dot blogspot.
No. http://.
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
Dot.
AggieNewsroom.blogspot.com. You guys should get on there.
Dot commercial.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I've...
Oh, wait.
What's on there right now is the host biographies.
Oh, no.
And since I don't know much about you guys,
I
made up what I didn't know.
Okay, I'm going to find out what you said.
Like, I put everyone's hero on there.
Is it Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Nope, Riley, your hero was me.
Who's my hero?
Ryan Lambert. That one I did know.
Actually, that's about right. I think I have heard you say that. No, but check that out. We'll be putting the links to all our news stories, as well as, you know, other stuff, and we'll be able to access that from our Facebook page. We'll put something up there.
And maybe you two can check that out during the break and tell me what you think.
My major is not speech pathology.
I originally had speech paleontology, but I thought that had
dinosaurs.
To be wrong.
Okay, but should we
Hero
play another song now?
Boyfriend, yeah. Mark.
Okay, so this next song...
I hate tuna fish sandwiches.
I just guessed.
This next song was chosen by Cody, Dwayne Scott. It's called Luck by American Authors.
This is a new band, American Authors. They're
pretty
good.
It's from their titular album, American Authors, and here we go. Okay, so that was American Authors. Now, don't get that confused with actual authors who are from America.
Yes, this is a specific band.
Yes.
A specific purpose.
They've got an EP out right now, and they'll be coming back with another one. So.
Well, we have the fabled Taco Bell news. Tell me about it, Cody.
Well, I am after our weather update from Riley McDirty Thompson.
Well, let's just say if I was standing outside, you might as well call me Dustin Hoffman, because I'll be a rain man. Quite drizzly. Reminds me of my childhood in Washington.
Okay. Thank you for that weather update. And now, with the news you all have been waiting for, Taco Bell news. Taco Bell to roll out a new breakfast menu in March.
What? No.
Egg McMuffin, meat, the waffle taco.
What?
What?
Yes. Taco Bell is readying Bell. For the launch of its national breakfast menu on March 27th with items such as the AM Crunch Wrap, designed to appeal to its fan base of younger men. And the chain says breakfast will be available until 11.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a half hour longer than McDonald's.
What up?
It's a Taco Bell executive, so I've got to read it like him. Mm. We can turn the breakfast conversation into a two-horse race, Taco Bell president Brian Nicol said in an interview. Was that racist?
Yes.
Okay.
Hashtag
and most likely watch Taco Bell's own base and like... some old white man.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
So it'll be like... Whoa.
So there's the waffle taco. There's the breakfast crunch wrap. They'll be offering tater tots. They already do Cinnabons.
I love tater tots.
McDonald's has long been the fast food leader in the mornings.
Inside voice, Rachel.
With its popular sausage biscuits, hotcakes, and other items, pulling in roughly 20% of the company's U.S. sales. But the chain has been facing stiffer competition in recent years. From Starbucks and Subway.
Subway?
Subway has a pretty good breakfast menu.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not clear how Taco Bell's entry into breakfast will alter the fast food landscape. Last year, an executive with Taco Bell's parent company, Yum Brands, said that the breakfast accounted for about 4% of sales in locations where it was tested. But that was before the chain put full marketing behind the menu. I have pictures in my hand if you guys want to look at these.
We'll put
Even
them on the
you
blog.
Listeners, you can look
yeah,
at the
AM
too.
Crunch Wrap, the bottom layer of it is tater tot, and then it's got eggs and sausage in the other layer.
Cody, oh, you good. Hit
Inside
oil. You can
waffle?
Stop drilling.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll March 27th, and you can bet
March
I will be
27th.
There at 6 a.m.
Okay. Well, now we are going to be playing a game called
a game?
Would You Rather. Now, have you guys heard of this?
Yes, I'm not good at this game.
Well, you got to be. Because
okay.
you're on there.
I'm going to use Google.
It
nope.
Not really
going to
help you.
Nope.
Stop. I need it.
Nope. So the way we play it, we call it Comedy Bang Bang style. Check out that podcast. We did get it from there. I present two scenarios. And I know everything. That's my cousin, Spencer Jewett. People on there, I can't see you.
It's radio. It's radio.
good cousin, though. In my top three.
I can't.
Right,
hey, I have a lot of cousins.
You know where you stand.
Yeah, you're
him.
My third favorite Rachel.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, actually fourth.
Aww.
Not because of that. I just was thinking. Anyway, so Comedy Bang Bang style, I give you two scenarios. I open the floor. You ask questions about it. I know everything about these scenarios. You need to ask questions so you can know make a good decision. I close the floor. You vote. I tell you who won.
Okay.
Okay. Kay. So the two scenarios are A... Would you rather have, what's his name? Ryan Seacrest narrate your life.
Okay.
Or B, would you rather every time you go to the bathroom, you have to tweet about it?
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so when I'm tweeting...
The floor is not open for questions. Negative 5 points. The floor is not open for
yeah,
questions.
<worst. laughs>
The floor is open now?
Yep.
Do I have to see Ryan Seacrest as he narrates about my life?
Sometimes he'll go into the corner, but you always see him a little bit.
Can I make Ryan Seacrest dress up every single day so that he's in a suit every time he's narrating my life?
He actually is either in a suit... Or he goes casual and he kind of has the Charlie Sheen look going.
No, that's not okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Can I still tweet about going to the bathroom if Ryan Seacrest is narrating my life?
Actually, in this scenario, Twitter is very expensive. It's $10 per tweet, so...
Okay.
Okay.
And is that the same way if I'm tweeting about my bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Actually, in that scenario, every time you send a tweet, you have to swear at a loved one.
Okay.
If I'm tweeting every time I use the restroom, I have to swear to loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I already
every time
do
you
that
tweet,
when I'm using
whether
the
you're
restroom.
In the restroom or not.
Now, do I have to use a variety of swear words, or does it have to be, can I use the same swear word every single week? Because I don't know about you guys, but
you
I do have my personal
You don't have
swear
to
words.
Use different ones, but you get a little, you like to mix it up. I mean, after using so many swear words.
Okay, how about, Can I tweet in whatever kind of tone that I want, or does it need to be like a specific tone every single time? Like me, I'd probably be very comedic.
Well, it has to be about, you know, what you're doing in there.
Oh, so it has to be detailed.
It has to mention it. You can go into detail, and I mean, you can go into only so much on Twitter. So I mean capitalization, it's hard to put voice into a Twitter.
Let me ask you this. Ryan Seacrest has been doing American Idol for what, 29 seasons now?
Yes.
And as we know, he hasn't gotten any better. Does he at least improve at narrating our lives?
No, but he does get surprised by everything.
Oh.
So you'll be shopping, be like, he's going with the great value, guys. Good job. That is a great value. That's a little pretty.
Do other people hear this narration or just me?
The only other person who can hear it is other people named Ryan and yourself.
Hmm.
So Ryan Lambert would be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
All right, I'll take scenario, the other situation if Ryan Lambert's going to hear my voice.
In that scenario, Ryan Lambert has won the election and Utah State has burned to the ground.
Oh. Well, how about this? Does Ryan Seacrest gain any height if he's going to be narrating my life?
No, but like I said, a lot of the time he's just like in the picture of peripheral of your vision, kind of like a screen on screen. Okay. And so he's just chilling there. So you only really see him from maybe the chest, like a bust.
Okay.
I think those are all my questions. How about you, Cody?
The floor's still open, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, the floor remains open?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Tweeting in the bathroom.
Cool. Am I allowed to post twit pics?
Yes.
Okay. Is it required?
But, you know how you have to swear to do a twit pic? You have to make an obscene gesture.
Really?
At a child under the age of 5.
But while I'm in the bathroom?
Well, no. Okay, but you at
you
some
have to bring
point,
a child you with have, you into no, the bathroom and swear
you have 24 hours to do it.
Okay.
24 hours what, to post the twit pic.
What happens if we don't?
No, to make the obscene gesture.
Oh, okay.
What happens if we don't swear at a family member or make the obscene gesture?
Then you can't go to the bathroom and it builds up.
Okay. Until
Wait,
we do it.
Can I use the restroom but just not in a restroom? Like, can I relieve myself but just not
No,
in
you
restroom?
Actually have a each of you has a belt, like a chastity belt that only opens when you do those things.
Okay. Do I have a lot of followers on Twitter?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
And your Twitter name is S word happens.
Okay.
That's the hashtag.
I like that.
The hashtag or the Twitter name?
No, that's the hashtag. The Twitter name is John Malkovich.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. The floor is now closed.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Sure. Close the floor when Cody's done.
Okay, the floor is open. You have a question?
No.
Okay,
the
floor is now closed. Rachel, you're the most ladylike person in the room.
No, I think that would still be me.
You're right, Cody.
I feel like Cody's the most ladylike person.
Cody?
Rachel's sitting here, legs open on her chair.
Belching during the songs.
She belched during the break.
And it was a better belch than either one of you could produce.
That's true. That is 100%
true. You win.
True. So as the most ladylike, I will go first and say that I will take Ryan Seacrest narrating my life.
Okay.
I as well will take Ryan Seacrest narrating my life.
Ooh. See, now what you guys don't know is Ryan Seacrest has been dead for the last 10 years in this scenario. And he's a horrible-looking corpse that you always see, and it horrifies you. So both of you lost. And that's how you play Would You Rather.
All right. Ooh.
Okay.
You can't win or lose in Would You Rather.
You just did. Mm-hmm. Our ratings went up during that. Okay, cool. Should we play another song?
Play another song, and then we'll come back on the other hour with a story about the Bachelor.
Yes, and also we'll be having a guest soon.
Yeah, we will.
So either that. This song was chosen by Cody.
No,
and it's called. It's called Get Lucky. It's by Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams. You might remember Pharrell with the Arby's hat at, what was it, the Golden Globes? I think.
Yeah, the Golden Globes.
No, it was at the Grammys. And he apparently will be sporting a new hat at the Oscars.
Oh, good.
For everyone to see.
They've invited him to the Oscars. Well, that's
did
great.
You hear that he auctioned off that hat for like for, I think, $6,000.
Holy cow.
And they all went to charity.
That's great. Kinda cool. Really fast, guys. Can I make a shout out?
Nope.
Depends. Play that do song, it, do really. It.
Okay.
Play the song.
I'd like to give a shout out
to the floor
to
is not open.
Guys!
Okay, the floor is open to give shout outs.
Thank you. I'd like to give a shout out to my mom.
The floor is now closed.
Who just made our statistics go up. Thanks, Mom.
Well, unless she's 12 people.
Shout out to Rachel's
people.
Mom.
She is 12 people because everyone in my house is listening right now.
Right on.
Okay. Love my mom.
Anyway, this is Get Lucky by Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams. Rachel's up all night to get lucky. Okay, so we are back, and we have a cool-looking person in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice to finally have a female presence here in the studio.
A real feminine
it's been
touch.
Missed.
You guys are the worst.
From the student... You know. Students for the Advancement of Ethical Leadership. Did I say that correctly, Kelly?
Society for
Society
the Advancement.
Society for the Advancement.
So do you,
you
don't
leadership.
Have to be a student to be part of it?
I guess not, but I think everyone is a student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kelly's got a great radio voice, doesn't she?
She does.
I agree.
She's wearing a shirt. It's gray and blue. Has a raglan sleeve.
Okay.
Good job,
and she's here representing the Society for the Advancement of Ethical Leadership, who just had an event last week.
Yes.
Which was, do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, we had the Ethics Bowl last week, and it's a competition between teams that they go and debate ethical issues, and it goes for about 5 rounds, and it's a lot of fun, and gives everyone a chance to have a good discussion about ethical topics.
That's right. And Riley and I participated in the Ethics Bowl, and mm-hmm. we made it to round three.
Yep.
In which we were robbed of our debate.
To say that it was the biggest tragedy of the 21st century would be an understatement.
Yeah, that's true. That is totally. Completely true. And is it the 21st century?
Yes.
It is. Okay,
yeah, because Sherlock Holmes hasn't showed up, and he's in the 22nd century.
That's right. But we are here to talk about ethics and what your club does. So Kelly's on the executive board of the SAEL. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, SAEL. SAEL.
S-A-E-L.
Yes.
I always want to say SEAL, but SAEL. And what exactly is your club? What do you do?
So we have meetings about once a month where we get together and discuss novels that we've read or just books, and we have dinner and a discussion, and it's a lot of fun and just gives everyone a chance to read good books, meet some friends, and get dinner.
So it's
dinner. So
yes.
It's basically like a book club kind of.
Yeah.
And then you throw events, of course, like the Ethics Bowl.
Yeah, the Ethics Bowl is really our only event that's not a book event.
Is it? Now I know, are you a business major?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. So it is open to all majors.
Yeah, it is open to all majors. It's through the Huntsman Business School, but anyone can join.
Okay. What is your major?
I'm a history major.
Oh, cool. That's my minor, too. How did you get involved with the club then, I guess?
My roommates are business majors, and they heard about it and thought that it would be fun, and I just tagged along with them, and I really enjoyed it. I like to read, and so it was a good match for me.
So what books have you read this year, then?
Our first event, we read Lean In. It's about women, mm-hmm. written by Sheryl Sandberg. And then we also read Things Fall Apart.
By Chinua Achebe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we read Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky.
And those are the three books you've read so far?
Yes.
And so when you get together, what is the discussion like?
We break into small groups, usually about 10 in a group. And we have discussion questions, but it really just depends on what the people in the group want to talk about. We talk about the book and the ethical issues within the book, and usually about real world ethical issues as well.
And in the case of Things Fall Apart, it's the ethical question I read that book as a sophomore in high school,
mm-hmm.
and it's heavy. It's a heavy book.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of killing in that book. And a lot of family issues that I'm not really
ready to look at.
Things Fall Apart.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
You ever read Lord of the Flies?
I haven't.
Oh,
that's
I
a good
hated
one.
Lord
so what's
the
next book you're reading?
We actually have not figured that out yet.
It could be Lord of the Flies.
Don't do that.
It's actually really good. But
it's a good book. How do students get involved? Can students get involved?
Yeah, anyone can join. It's a $10 membership fee for the whole year, and you get to keep the books that we read. We purchase them for everyone.
Oh, so that's what your membership fee goes to cover is the book?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's only $10, and you usually get 4 to 6 books a year.
Yeah.
And but you can email ethicalleaders@gmail.com. And that's how you can contact us, get on our email list, and we'll send you information. Or you can like us on Facebook as well.
Do you have you do have a Facebook page. I was
yes.
just about to ask that. And you guys are really well-funded, I noticed, at your event. It was a very professional event. There were water bottles and gift bags and everything like that. So
quite the spread.
Yeah.
Some hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. So if you're looking to get involved with the club that is established and just well put together, I think the SAEL is mm-hmm. is a good club. So what have you enjoyed about SAEL so far?
I've enjoyed the books and the discussion. It's been really fun to listen to other people's ideas, and I don't know, I don't usually discuss ethics on a daily basis, so it's good to get together and have good deep discussions with other people.
So it's the advancement of ethical leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I guess how the last question I want to ask is, how are you guys advancing ethical leadership?
We're
fulfilling that goal?
Our purpose is to get people to think about their ethics and how they would like to lead their lives, especially in their careers. There is kind of a focus on business and how to be ethical in your business and in your career. And so we focus on that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. If you can stick around, we've got a quiz that, well, a game that we want to play with you. We'll just play a little bit of music right now.
Yeah, a song. That, but. We have our intro, which we, you know, that's one of the things that rolled over from our last show, which was very successful.
But yeah, we'll have a little quiz if you're willing to participate.
And if you win, you get our respect, a t-shirt, and possibly a cruise. We'll see. Here's our intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble! Y'all ready for this?
We're going to have the quiz now. It is going to be great. Cody, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for the quiz. Are you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
There's plenty of time. Your club's respect and this t-shirt is on the line right now. So
It's a good t-shirt made out of cotton. Two armholes.
Pre-shrunk cotton.
Does that have a head hole?
It does not. You're going to have to cut one of those yourself.
That's an Aggie Radio t-shirt. You can wear that around campus for a free high five from any of us. So,
yeah, I don't give those out easily.
Nope. Okay, so when I first went to your event last weekend, due to my misreading, I thought we would be dealing with the ethics of seals. I was upset that I found out that you deal with ethics of all kinds, not just those pertaining to pinnipeds. Did you guys know that pinnipeds was the technical term for seals? Pinnipeds.
Interesting.
Answer three questions about pinnipeds or seals, and you will win our respect and a t-shirt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The age-long debate, this is question number one, by the way, Kelly. The age-long debate of which is better between seals and dolphins has gone on since the beginning of time. While dolphins are faster than seals, what advantage do seals have over their mammal cousins? Is it A, seals can stay underwater for a longer amount of time? Is it B, seals can outmaneuver dolphins because of their separate fins? Is it C, seals have sharper teeth than dolphins, allowing them access to more prey? Or is it D, none, dolphins are better in every way?
I'm going to go with B.
B, that they can outmaneuver dolphins? That is correct.
Wow.
We usually have a sound effect for that. That'll work. Seals, sea lions, and walruses are all part of the pinniped family. But walruses have one characteristic that distinguishes them from their pinniped cousins. What is it? Is it that A, walruses are the only species of pinniped with whiskers? Is it B, walruses' eyes are on the side of their head as opposed to in front? Or is it C, walruses are the only species of animal that can smell underwater?
Not very familiar with my sea animals. We're going to go with B again.
B, walruses' eyes are on the side of their head as opposed to in front?
Yeah.
That's your final answer, Kelly?
Yes.
That is correct.
Wow.
Congratulations. 2 out of 3. We're going to do the third because you can win our supreme respect. Yeah. Only one person has ever won that award, and it was the USU Magic Club, and he was answering questions about the movie Magic Mike, and he was a guy, so we were really surprised.
We were slightly concerned.
Yeah. All right.
That's my favorite movie. It's really good.
I think Chad came back into the studio.
Okay,
bro,
question
I gotta
number
go.
Three. For all the marbles and one t-shirt, which one of these is not an actual species of pinniped? Is it A, the Hawaiian monk seal? Is it B, the bearded seal? Is it C, the Narnian seal? Or is it D, the Juan Fernandez fur seal?
I'm gonna go with C or D.
Okay, so it's between the Narnian seal and the Juan Fernandez fur seal?
Fernandez?
Yes. Yeah, Fernandez. Those sound like the most C.
The Narnian seal. And you have won! 3 out of 3. Great job, Kelly.
You wow, do so you know get the shirt. And actually, we've been informed it does have a head hole.
So good.
And a body hole. It is, yeah.
So, final word on SAIL, the organization. Students can get involved by contacting, what's the email again?
ethicalleaders@gmail.com, or you can like us on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure the email address is on there as well.
$10 entrance fee, you get books, you get discussion, you get food. So yeah, join
and you
SAIL.
Get the book?
Oh, that's wow. good. I think I'm going to join. Can mm-hmm. I join mid-year?
Yeah, anyone can join anytime.
Cool. Thanks so much for being in here, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And have a great day. Enjoy that respect and the possibility of a high five yeah. later.
And respect does not come easily, as you should know.
So. At least from Riley.
No. Okay. So we're going to have another song. This one was picked by our own Rachel Hates Ryan Lambert Hilton. And it was called Death and All His Friends. So I get apparently Death is a male. And Coldplay, inspired their album Viva. Love it. I don't know. It's from an album they have. Anyway, here
Viva
we go.
La Vida?
Loca. Ricky Martin. Yep. Is this a Ricky Martin song, Rachel?
Oh, I nice. Wish it was.
You're the
wait.
Worst.
Nope. You are. Bye. So that was enlightening, to say the least. It was all right.
It's a great song, thank you.
Is it?
And that band was Coldplay?
I believe it was called Frigid Activity.
Frigid Activity, okay.
I love synonyms. Okay, so we're going to be talking about
dating. I like cinnamon, too.
What?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, cinnamon waffles.
Snickerdoodles?
Yes, yes.
Do you think there will be a cinnamon waffle taco?
Ooh.
I think eventually.
That would be smart.
What if they did a Doritos Locos breakfast taco?
Whoa.
Oh,
I would be so there.
Can I just get the Dorito Locos taco in the morning? Because then it's breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Is it Taco Bell open 24 hour?
No.
No.
They close like 2.
3.
I really want Taco Bell. I'm gonna go get Taco Bell.
Yeah. Rachel's in. She's giving us a thumbs up. Okay.
Totally.
So we're talking about dating. Now, some of you have never been in this area. Some of you live in this area. And some of you have condemned other people to this area. And what is it called? The friend
Logan.
Zone.
Oh, dang
I was going to say Canada.
Canada's tight, man. They got Alpha Flight. Anyway, what? It's a team of mutants. Anyway, so.
And that would explain why Riley's in the friend zone with so many girls.
No.
His knowledge of Canadian superheroes.
Wolverine's Canadian.
Okay.
Who's Canadian?
Wolverine. Not, that's, that fact isn't getting you out of the friend zone.
No, the friend zone. There's a quote that says, good is the enemy of great. I don't know who said that, but someone did. I'd say the friend zone is the enemy of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an elephant graveyard. Things go there to die and they never leave.
Okay, I'm going to take the side of the friend zone on this one.
Okay.
The friend zone is not a terrible place to be. It's better
I agree.
Yeah, it's better than the creeper zone. It's better true. Than the ex-boyfriend zone.
True.
No. Here's why I'm against the friend zone. Now, apparently, okay, in this case, you want to date the person who you're in the friend zone with, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I was saying you as in
plural
sense, okay. Not you specifically.
It was rhetorical.
Now we know that Cody is in the friend zone. Poor Cody.
Yep. Self-confession there. Freudian slip.
Oops.
Moving on.
But I think, you know, that it relegates you to a place where it's kind of cruel. It's like looking, you know, you're starving and you are working in a soup kitchen, but you can never have any soup. You know, it's like what Hades did to, I think his name was Persepolis. You know, he was starving, but he could never, when he went to grasp the water, it was taken away. He was around it, but he never could have it. And I think, you know, it's more healthy just to move on with your life. And
now,
so you think
I
you shouldn't be friends with girls you're interested in at all, Riley? That's what you're saying?
No, but I think if you're really interested in a girl, or a guy, in Rachel's case.
Yes, I like men.
Okay. Well, I'd say boys with people you date, but
boodung. Oh, burn.
Yeah, take that, Mark.
Mark's you know, more you know what's about? Ever be.
I don't know.
Me and Mark were playing Ticket to Ride the other day, and it got pretty heated.
He friend-zoned Riley.
Good.
Anyway, if you're looking for friends, friend-zone is the great way, but I think you should always be upfront and honest and be like, hey, you know, I just don't want to be a friend. In the word of Biggie Smalls, when you say he's just a friend, well, he ain't just a friend.
Because I am a girl, mm-hmm. You know, girls think that everyone can be friends. And I've actually been in this debate with my roommate for a while.
Wait, which roommate?
Sierra.
The brunette cute one,
yeah.
Mustard skirt?
Yes, mustard skirt. And she believes that boys are friend zone, but she does not believe that girls are friend zone. She believes that boys are either there because like they're interested or they like a girl, or if like there's no opportunity for pursuit there, they just kind of cut them out. And I don't think that that's true, because for the longest time I called myself the queen of the friend zone, because not only did I friend zone boys, but I got friend zoned myself a lot. So I don't know.
By who?
I think I know where this is coming from. I think Sierra is just upset that I have cut her out, but I haven't really.
Well,
it's
I'm
just
not
that
saying
she
boys
intimidates
and girls
me.
Can't be friend, but I think if a guy likes a girl, either he's gonna, you know, be trying to pursue her, or he'll distance himself.
Right.
Or should.
Should distance himself.
Because yeah. I mean,
I think
he
it's
should
less painful
exhaust
for the guy
himself.
And the girl. Yeah. Persistence is not love. And actually,
no, that's a good point.
Cody has a great blog about that.
I do.
Now, one thing, it's really funny that we brought this up, guys, actually, because next week, I'm in a public speaking class, and I'm giving an informative speech on how to put a guy in the friend zone. Now, I'm going to read you my ideas, boys.
I'm going to tell you if they apply to me.
And you guys tell me if these would work.
Okay. I'm interested.
Now, the difficult thing is there is a fine line that you dance between, like, oh, I can tell that a guy likes me and I want to make him not like me, but I still want to be his friend, or I like this guy, or this guy likes me, but I don't want him to like me, so I'm just going to make him not like me and hope that the problem goes away.
I hope your first and only suggestion is tell them how you feel, because really, honesty is the best policy.
I think
friend zone is leaving someone on the hook.
Yeah.
Like a backup. And you should never do that to anyone. No one should play second fiddle.
I love having guys as friends. I love having boys.
Well, then you should make it clear to them that they're friends.
And you do that by these different
or just by telling
modalities.
Them.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, ask Rachel, are we friends?
We're friends.
Okay, good.
Hey, Rachel, are you and I friends?
Sometimes.
Okay. I'm going to say, Rachel, I just want to be friends.
I don't want anything more than that. It would never work out between the two of us, Rachel.
Cody, I've never even entertained the idea.
Oh, really? Because I have.
I know. You told me on Sunday that you were just waiting until Mark and I weren't together anymore.
That's what I'm doing. No.
The long con.
It would never work out because... anyway, didn't you have a list to say?
Yeah.
So, ask for relationship advice about a different guy and make it very clear that you're talking about not him. Okay?
That's a pretty red flag.
There's the fall off the face of the planet, as I like to call it. And this is when, like, he's actively pursuing you and you're just like,
I support that.
The fall off the face of the planet?
Yeah. It's the first step of what I call a burn notice, which I've mentioned before.
Yes. And the best way to do that is by, like, being sketchy, because you don't want to be an absolute jerk and just, like, never, ever text back. But my philosophy is every 1 in 4 times that you are texted or reached out for contact, you respond.
Now, do you count?
I don't count. It's just kind of a feeling. On average, it's about 1 in 4.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use the term perhaps a lot then? Like wishy-washy
maybe
things?
Maybe. I use the word maybe a lot.
But if you're more educated, it would be perhaps.
Yes. Exactly, along with the word ubiquitous. You mention 1 or 2 dates that you've been on in, like, the week before or that week, and just be like, oh, this was a really, like, good date. And the thing is, like, you don't complain about these dates and you don't complain about these guys because you don't want him to come in and quote-unquote fix it. You do some disgusting thing like belch or fart in front of them.
Gross. No, you don't. If you are a true lady, you don't.
Could you ever be attracted to a girl?
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't.
Exactly.
Well, I think true love would overcome that.
I mean, maybe that could come in later, but, like, my mom didn't fart in front of my dad for 12 years.
Wow,
your mom is
unhealthy.
So much more of a woman than you, Rachel. The apple has fallen far, far, far from the tree.
Mom, you don't agree, do you? Well, Mom can't respond, but she's listening, and I doubt that she agrees, and she's probably laughing really hard right now.
I just got a text. She said, I thought you'd be better than that, you little missy. And straighten up.
Okay. Cry in front of them.
Ugh.
Nope.
I don't like that.
Could you ever be attracted to a
yes.
girl that cried in front of you?
Yep.
Nope. I don't like crying happened. In general. I think it should be done in private and not talked about.
Okay.
Excessive use of the word best friend. Like, oh my gosh, you are just my best friend. Like, you are the best. I just love you so much.
You know what scares me so much about this list? I think girls will actually believe this. This is terrible on guys. You're basically toying with their emotions.
Yeah, this is
just
how to keep
tell
someone
them
in the
you
want to
be friends.
Exactly.
How bad would it be
and
to just say...
If you tell a guy that you just want to be friends, like, it gets awkward.
Well, no, and then the guy has two options. He can think, oh, maybe she has a hot friend I can hook up with.
Yes.
Or B, and then leave.
Yeah.
Exactly, and then you leave, and that's awful.
No,
no. Be honest about the relationship.
Yep.
Okay, there's more. Be slightly undesirable, like laugh really loud or appear high maintenance.
You
like
won't. If he truly
complain.
Likes you, you won't. It won't have a difference on
yeah.
that one.
We'll see that as quirky.
Oh,
yep.
Dear. Well, okay, maybe not the laughing really loud, but like the high maintenance stuff.
Zooey Deschanel. There's your example right there. Tons of people are in love with her.
Is she high maintenance?
She's quirky. She's weird. She laughs really
high. Okay, there's a difference between being quirky and then being high maintenance.
Yeah, anyway, next item.
Compare them to your brother. Oh my gosh, you're just like my brother.
Nope.
Your brother must be a cool dude.
Yeah.
I don't have any brothers, but like, oh, you're sorry. Just like a brother to me.
I have one brother. You can borrow him if you want.
No, thank you.
You have either of mine.
Okay, set them up with someone. Like, set them up on a date with somebody else.
I think that's a good way to do
that's
it.
That's a good way of doing it.
It's good, you know, it's nice to the guy, and yeah.
And then...
And, like, we know the rule. If you set someone up with their future spouse, then you have to name a kid after you.
Yep, right. That's the rule.
Quote, unquote, you're going to make someone really happy someday.
I don't know, that's really misleading.
You could say that after you tell them that you're only interested in them as a friend.
So I think basically it comes down to, is it direct communication or peripheral?
Yep.
And you're suggesting peripheral?
Kind of, but that's just my personality. I'm a very non-confrontational person. Yeah.
Well, so am I, but I can tell you that there's nothing worse than not knowing where you stand and just worrying about it. And
well, guys will do that. I just gave you a whole list of things that girls will do to friend zone you. And there's still more. Be super ambivalent, like unable to make a decision. And then going on to say be a non-decision maker. So have no opinions and don't make any decisions.
So basically what you're doing is compromising yourself and what he liked about you, your personality strengths, for just to get rid of someone.
You know what? Not to get rid of him, to put him in the friend zone. You
well,
guys
who would want to be friends with you after that?
That's the thing, is as soon as he stops liking me, I go back to being
normal. I think we've reached a stalemate. We're gonna.
So your list should be ways to get guys to not like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of.
I'll tell you what. I'm best friends with girls that I'm attracted to. Girls even that I like, and the relationship works for that reason.
Okay.
Like, I'm perfectly fine with that friendship. And
are you really, Cody?
Yeah, I totally am.
You like them, but you're totally fine with being friends.
Yeah. It's called being self-sacrificing, Rachel. You should try it sometime.
Shut up, Cody!
Yeah, okay, well, we've hit a stalemate, okay. But we have a...
smack you with my notebook!
Andy's going to come in next. We're going to say a song that is about the friend zone. It's called Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps by Cake. And then Andy will come with Andy's a pizza, a pasta, a politics.
That got heated. I'm sorry.
Won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You only tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I ask you, and then I ask you over. You can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't wanna wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me. You can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't wanna wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
So, that song, I think that applied to anyone in the friend zone. If you love them, say yes. If you don't dare, confess.
Oh.
Okay, Andy is here. He has pizza, maybe some pasta, and a whole lot of politics. Here we go with Andy's pizza surprise.
Alrighty, Andy, what political news do you have for us today?
Well, there's a couple of things. In the local realm of politics, Lynn Lemon, he is the Cache County executive. He's been in the position for a number of years. And he's actually not going to be running for re-election this year. He's resigning from his position. And the county owes him a debt of gratitude. He's done a wonderful job. But on Wednesday, Boyd Pugmire, a longtime resident of Cache County, announced his candidacy for Cache County executive.
Wonderful.
Boyd spent 35 years working at ATK. He has a number of managerial experience there. He was also formerly the Cache County Republican Party chair. And he's got a number of endorsements from business leaders all the way up to Thomas Wright, the former Utah Republican Party chair. And so Boyd's going to, I think that he would make a great Cache County executive. Also, Craig Butters just announced his candidacy for the position today. So it's going to be an interesting race there, I think. And then on more national news, this, you know, being a Republican, I don't often agree with President Obama.
As neither does my mother. It's okay.
No, most people don't. They're Republican and even a lot of independents. But, you know, today he launched an initiative that I think is it's something that was a long time in the coming, and it should have been around a long time ago. It's called the My Brother's Keeper. It's a public-private partnership with the government and private industry. Businesses have committed $200 million to this initiative, and it's to help the most disadvantaged demographic in this country, the young men and boys of color. Traditionally, you know, segregation ended, but you know, people still need help to get out of get out of poverty and to get out of the way that the world has put them into, you know. It's something that I really noticed while I was out in Washington, D.C. as a missionary, actually, is how many young men still struggle to step up and to really make a difference in their lives because of the situations that they've been put into. So I think that this is going to be a really good initiative that the president has put forth.
Definitely. So as far as that goes, has the president discussed how he's going to be implementing this?
It's going to be mostly a private driven thing, and then the government's going to help assist with some funds, but he made the point to say that it's not going to be a government run program, but that it's going to be a private funded program, pushed by civic groups, pushed by churches, pushed by the Boys and Girls Club, and then help assistance from the federal government. So
interesting.
I like the idea. I think I have one problem with it. My Brother's Keeper, like, and it's to help benefit colored young men. I see that might be a problem.
I can see that, but you know, take it up with the president. It's his initiative. It's his program.
Well, it's from the Bible.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Certainly.
And I think the idea behind the name and the whole program as a whole is that, you know, this is a group that should have been assisted a long time ago, and it's been a long time in coming, and so, you know, we're all coming together to be our brother's keepers and helping these underprivileged youth.
Maybe the best thing we could do is maybe buy all the kids in Florida bulletproof vests.
That's a great idea, Riley. Now, I had a question for you. I find it very interesting that you agree with, like, a social program like this, you know, where it comes in. But I feel like it's a pretty good compromise as far as social programs.
Exactly. I think that this is a program that's not solely government-funded. In fact, it's a majority privately funded initiative, a privately funded program. And I think that that's the way that government and business can come together. You know, businesses cannot always put forth the capital necessary to push these initiatives, or they don't necessarily have the vision sometimes to push these initiatives or programs. And that's why I think where government can be really helpful is when, you know, there's a leader there that wants to say, you know, we need to do something. And they have a vision, they have a plan, and they get others to rally behind them. Mm-hmm. Also, actually, in the political world, I'm sure some of you have heard, Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona vetoed Senate Bill 1062 yesterday. This was the bill that was an amendment to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I think it's what it's called. Don't quote me on the title of the bill.
It's been commonly referred to as the hate bill.
Well, I think that bill was poorly worded. It was way too general. There was not enough specifics in it. And, you know, you look at those who were rallied together to oppose the bill. You had everyone from, you know, the ACLU and the LGBTQI community. And then you also had Mitt Romney, Senator Flake, Senator Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals, and a number of Fortune 500 CEOs.
Are those the Catholic leaders from Arizona or the baseball team, the Cardinals?
They're actually the football team.
Football team, excuse me.
Cody.
This bill was revolutionary because I think it's the first bill, at least in a while, maybe since Jim Crow, that was pro-discrimination.
Well, and you know, I think that the idea behind the bill was not necessarily to discriminate, but it was to protect the people with religious beliefs who would be open to civil or criminal suits against them. And I think that so the idea behind the bill, there's merit behind it, but I think that they went about it the wrong way, and that it's a slippery slope when you go into that realm where you say, you know, we're not going to allow you, or you can choose to not give service to somebody because of those beliefs. And so I don't know, you know, how this is going to be dealt with, but it's a touchy subject and a really difficult one that obviously a significant portion of the country felt like that was not the answer.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I have one last question for you.
Okay,
so I'm making my pasta, and I'm putting it into my pasta maker, you know, where it rolls it out into the noodle and you can shape it.
Yeah, that's a more industrialized version.
Yeah, well, I make a lot of pasta, but it's coming out a little flaky. I want a little more cohesion. What should I do?
Well, you need to add some more flour, but make sure you're putting more water in the mixture as well, because when it's coming out flaky, it's a little bit too dry.
Okay, so make more water or less flour.
Yeah.
Either way.
That's exactly
okay.
It.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. I'll invite you over for that, Andy.
I look forward to it. Thank you guys so much for having me on today.
Okay.
Sure,
and
thanks for coming.
We have part two of entertainment news. And here we go with the intro.
How are you doing? What are you up
What's
to
happening?
Right now?
Who's doing what? You don't really know. Ask Riley, he will tell you in this very show. I said entertainment news for everyone, can't you see? If you want entertainment, come and contact Riley. Okay.
Ooh, that was the best
thing
you've ever done, Riley.
Okay, and we are back on the air. So in this segment, I kind of tell you what's happening and, you know, what you can have. You know, like what you can check out as a student that's kind of, you know, cheap and stuff. And so we have coming attractions and a few things. But what I need to address first is celebrity birthdays, okay? So today it's Elizabeth Taylor, famous fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's a big fan. Tomorrow, sure. Gilbert Godfrey, maybe most famous for his annoying voice.
He did the Affleck duck.
Well, and he did Iago.
Affleck.
Yeah. Saturday, Ja Rule, pretty good rapper. Sunday, so Cody, who's my, besides KP, who's my favorite musician crush?
I have no idea.
Kesha.
Oh,
it's her birthday.
Right.
It's going
to
be great.
Happy birthday to Kesha. I love her.
She's amazing.
She's so great.
Monday, and this is for you, Rachel. You probably think he's hot. Daniel Craig.
James Bond.
Oh, yes. He's old.
Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, Jessica Biel, and Wednesday, Whitney Port from MTV Heels.
I like Jessica Biel.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She's pretty cute.
She married Justin Timberlake, right?
Nope.
Yes, they were married for a while.
Yep.
They're split up now, but they were married for a while.
It's about time.
They split up?
Yeah, I think so.
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
Don't Google that for confirmation.
Yeah. Anyway. But now here's kind of what's in theaters. What you can expect. In theaters right now, it's being released in a lot of places. You can find this. It's Ernest and Celestine. Now, you've probably never heard of that, but it is nominated for an Oscar for Best Animated Film.
It's about a society of mice, and there's a bear that lives beneath them who's kind of ostracized.
Hmm.
And there's a small little girl who becomes friends with them. So it's kind of like The Grinch. Apparently it's very good, and the animation's really nice looking. It's not interesting. 3D.
Yeah, I've seen clips from it. Mm-hmm. The other animated movie actually comes out this weekend is the new and final movie from Hayao Miyazaki from Studio Ghibli. Yeah, it's his last movie. It's called The Wind Rises.
It looks really good.
It's nominated for an Oscar for Best Animated Feature as well.
Now, that studio he set up is still there.
Studio Ghibli, yeah.
You're still going to get great stuff. Don't worry, guys. Hulu Behind the Mask. Check that out. It's on Hulu. It's about mascots at the college level.
Cool.
And it's pretty interesting. I'm going to be less mean to Big Blue next time I see him. Redbox, Argo is back at the Redbox.
Oh, good.
That's now, have
good
you movie. Seen Argo?
No.
You should go see it. It's amazing.
It's all about how
Ben Affleck...
screenplays are better than war.
Yep. Basically, it's an alternative. It's about spies and screenplays, and it's based on a true story.
Cool.
And on Netflix, you can go watch Happy Endings. That's if you have Canadian Netflix. Check it out. It has Casey Wilson and Adam Pally. Both super funny. Adam Pally is known for his sloppy character work because he's just kind of sloppy all around.
Mm. Wonderful.
Now, there was not a good trailer for movies in this theater, but there was a movie trailer that was dropped, and it is, I'm going to play it right now, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, which has Chris Pratt in it. Yep.
And Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. Vin Diesel has one line in the movie.
Nice.
And here we're going to play it, and then we'll play the song from it real quick.
That's fine.
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw? Forget it.
We arrested these five on Xandar. Check out the rap sheets.
Drax, a.k.a. the Destroyer. Since his wife and family were killed, he's been on a rampage across the galaxy in a search for vengeance. Gamora, soldier, assassin, wanted on over a dozen counts of murder. Rocket, wanted on over 50 charges of vehicular theft and escape from lockup.
What the hell?
Groot. He's been traveling recently as Rocket's personal houseplant / muscle.
Peter Jason Quill. He's also known as Star-Lord.
Who calls him that?
Himself, mostly. He's wanted largely on charges of minor assault, public intoxication, and fraud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know how this machine worked.
Hey, that's mine.
You son of a...
Hey, take those headphones off right now!
So the song in that is called Hooked on a Feeling. Now, it was getting, I think it got like 20 downloads last week. But since it's been released on this thing, I think it's 800,000 downloads off of iTunes.
The Ooga Chaka.
And
yep.
This song is like older, isn't it?
It is. It was like written in the 60s, and then this version, the most popular version, was in the mid 70s.
Hmm.
A lot of people have done covers, but it's here we're gonna play it.
Before we play it, I have one more news story.
Oh, one more news story.
Entertainment news story.
Oh, I'm psyched.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. He's a scumbag, isn't he?
Well. Yeah, I mean, most of the Bachelor contestants are.
Agreed.
And my big question when I'm watching that show is always, what is the hair gel budget per episode for that
Amen.
Show?
Amen.
Anyway, Andy Dorfman.
Not Andy from
who's one
our
of the
show.
Contestants. She's female. Sort of there was some drama on the show last night. I'll just read the article. This may be the realest season of The Bachelor yet. After 18 seasons of showing lithe white women woo a man with minimal time and alluded to relationships, viewers were finally allowed to see The Bachelor equivalent of a man behind the curtain. of the Man Behind the Curtain, lack of interest. Last night, contestant Andy Dorfman, an ombre-haired assistant district attorney from Atlanta, took known homophobe and former soccer player soccer pro John Pablo, who is the current bachelor.
And he's gay?
No, he's a homophobe.
Oh, homophobe.
He's
sorry.
Just kind of a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Like everyone agrees.
So, Andy, after spending a private night together in a fantasy suite, confessed that she could not wait for it to end because, to put it succinctly, JP is a pretty essy person to date.
Oh,
not
dear.
Once did he really ask anything about me, she told cameras. I'm not unsure. I know he's not the one. The fact that Andy announced the relationship was over before Juan Pablo had a chance to and was allowed by ABC to do so is dang near revolutionary for the Bachelor world. Like Charlene Joint, anyone recognize that name?
Mm-hmm.
She walked out last season. Before her, she just didn't want to date Juan Pablo and wasn't going to fake it once she realized that was for sure. As any woman in her 20s or 30s who's tried her hat at online dating knows, a blind date, even if you've seen the person's photo, in the case of The Bachelor, watch them on reality TV, is a crapshoot. The very idea that 25 pre-selected women would automatically be able to fall in love with any one man is laughable, especially if said man uses two words to describe his date, amazing and beautiful. Yet The Bachelor operates on the premise that this star has the power to choose or not choose any of his suitors. It's a bit more common to see male contestants bowing out early, but even then it's portrayed as a massive betrayal or agonizing heartbreak.
Wow. Yeah.
And this just goes to show that The Bachelor is awful.
Yeah, kind of a counter.
I don't watch it.
To that. Well, it's not real.
Good. Or The Bachelorette.
I'm
not sexist.
Either.
My favorite thing is that
just
like,
don't watch reality TV.
Yeah,
it's all garbage.
Amen.
Well,
yep, it's all garbage. And we were ahead of hating Duck Dynasty before anyone else did, weren't we?
Yep.
It's garbage. It's all garbage.
Scripted TV.
Okay. But we're going to play that song right now, Hooked on a Feeling. We're going to come back, have a little news from everybody, and then we'll say goodbye.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
So we recently have acquired a guest in the studio.
Yeah, she has a name. What is the name?
Her name is Megan Hill.
Ooh,
she's
MH.
Awesome. Meg, yeah. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Now, Megan, that's your name. Do you feel closer to the Hercules character from the show Hercules, Megs?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the time I do. Like, I feel like I have this strong Disney connection with her just because we have the same name.
Well, that's it.
And
it's been great
hair.
Having you in. Yeah, it's been great having you in, and have a great day.
Who is Megan Hill, Rachel? How do you know her?
So Megan and I were roommates last year, and we had a great time together. We went through that really awkward freshman thing together.
Mm.
I think maybe you went through
actually,
the awkward freshman thing.
Really
Megan, yeah, she doesn't
wait,
look like she had an awkward... She's beautiful.
Wait. Went through? You mean you're still going through that, right?
Yeah.
No, now this is just like this awkward thing that's my life. But, you know, I'm not really in a
different type of awkward.
I'm not really in transitory mode anymore.
Mm. This is Aggie Newsroom, Megan. This is the new show for the school.
Yeah.
So we talk
listen
about
to this
news.
On the podcast, Aggie Newsroom.
4 to 6.
And speaking of news, Rachel, do you have some news for us?
I do have some news.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce Rachel's news? All you have to do is say, this is Rachel Hilton. I was friends with her, but now we're not. And she does news. Something like that.
Okay, yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The worst.
All right, introducing Rachel Hilton, who's here with our news for the day.
Meg, you win. You
great
may now
job,
go
Meg.
Do everything that you have to go do with the rest
go
of your day.
Go seduce Hercules.
Beautiful
sell
and
out to
talented.
Hades.
Thank you.
See you, Megan.
Have a great day.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, let's get the news going.
Oh, sorry. So sorry. So, guys... Did you know that we had about 1,000 planets total identified in our galaxy?
Wow.
Did you know
which
that?
Galaxy is that?
Our galaxy.
Milky
which
Way.
Which galaxy is that?
I don't know what galaxy
to see if
this
Rachel
is going, okay?
And what's the closest galaxy after that? Pegasus.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Right. You guys
another
know
Hercules
so much
reference.
About everything.
Mm-hmm. So... Bunch of planets. Tell
yes,
us more.
But we've just discovered 715 new planets, okay? In our galaxy. And the astronauts, or not the astronauts, the
cosmonauts.
NASA people, what they're doing is they're calling planets that are in the quote-unquote habitable zone,
ooga,
where,
chaka.
Like, life can be supported. They have found a couple different planets that are in that habitable zone, and it's four of them. So there are four planets that could possibly sustain life that we have found.
Well, I don't believe in them.
If they're not within traveling distance, then I don't think that's news, Miss Hilton.
Well, actually, I'll explain to this off there because it's very confusing. But the way time travel would be used to use space travel. Anyway,
yeah,
I'll
why don't you explain that off the air, Riley?
Yep. But yeah, it's cool. Any other news stories?
Just one. Did you know that Google is coming out with a customizable modular phone?
Oh, so like a smartphone.
Yeah, it's a smartphone.
Okay.
And it's going to have like a backbone and things like that, but it's going to be similar almost to Legos, where you can kind of like build your phone and make it exactly what you want it to be.
Mm.
Right now, it's only able to connect to Wi-Fi networks. It's not really able to support cellular, but they're hoping to have that capability by 2015. And it's called... Project Aura.
Aura.
A-R-A.
So, Aria gonna buy one?
Perhaps not. I'm pretty fond of my iPhone. Cody thought that was really funny.
Thank you, Riley.
Ooga chaka.
Yeah, because that's what everyone needs, is to have to assemble a phone before making a call.
It's just, like, customizable. You don't
No, but if
you
want, like,
you
a less... Yeah, like, you want more speakers. I don't know. I like it. Now, Cody, do you have any more news for us?
I've got the events that are on campus.
Let's do the campus events. Let me get your intro going. Now, here we go. Where should you go on campus? I don't know. Listen to Cody. He's the best host you'll see. He's the truest of all Aggies.
Are you, in fact, a true Aggie, Cody?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, that's right. We discussed
it. You should know for a fact you kissed him.
I did not.
I am a true
Cody.
Aggie. As of, let's see, it had to have been like
September like a year ago?
Or October of this year. This
excellent.
This school year.
Late summer.
Yeah, late summer. All right, so I've got your events on campus that are happening this week. Tomorrow, Friday the 28th, you've got gymnastics versus Sacramento State.
Ooh, we actually have a
phenomenal gymnastics team from what I hear.
That's not just because you think they're cute, right?
Actually, in fact, actually he does not think they're cute.
No, we have a first-year coach who's doing marvelous things with the team, so that's from 7 to 10 in the Spectrum. Saturday, we've got women's basketball at 7. We've got that Kappa Delta bake-off from 1 to 4. That's in the Evan P. Stevenson, the Even the Stevens, Stevens ballroom. Ballroom. And then there's a big band swing club fundraiser dance at 7 that
Funsies.
Night. $10 per couple at Mendon Station in Mendon, Utah. That's 95 East Mendon, or Main Street in Mendon. Okay. That sounds really good, Riley. Lessons from 7 to 8, and then you can dance after that. Sunday, not anything going on here at school, but you can watch the Oscars. I think, are we going to be back from Kaysville, Riley? We should do a party.
It's up
we
to you. We should throw an Oscars party. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I can leave at like 11 that day, so.
Perfect. Let's do it. Monday, March 3rd, we have Dr. Seuss's birthday. So you can celebrate
Dr.
that.
Seuss, love him.
And then for Riley, an event for Riley, Voicing the Beast, another bad poetry night, 4:30 in the Museum of Art.
I have declared all poetry to be dumb.
So they're only reading the bad kind, so you'll love that. Tuesday, March 4th, there is absolutely nothing going on.
Really?
So take that day to download our podcast or to check our blog or to subscribe to our Twitter
or to
like us on Facebook.
Cookies.
Or to make Rachel cookies.
I think that was sent out to Rachel's mom.
Mommy!
Rachel's mom, make us
a
cookies
week
too.
In 4 days. What?
Your mom should make us cookies too.
She should, and you can bring them home.
My mom
what's your mom's first name?
Diane.
Yeah, but you're going home for spring break, right?
We appreciate you. Okay. Make us cookies.
So you can bring some back. Diane, please make us some cookies.
You have a heck of a daughter here, Diane.
Yeah. And I think
I
we
think
would be
I've
nicer to her
I will
if
say
we made us cookies.
To get cookies. Wednesday, March 5th, basketball versus Wyoming at 8 p.m. in the Spectrum.
No, I'm pretty sure that's one of the last home games.
It is the last home game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
the
you'll
very
want to check
last
that out.
One. Let's go out with a bang, guys.
And as always, you can wear your Aggie Radio t-shirt for a free high five.
Mm-hmm, yep. Complimentary. And is that it?
That's all that I could find. Thursday's our show. Everyone should be tuning in from 4 to 6.
Yeah, and then the week after that, we will not have a show because it'll be spring break.
I might do a show.
I don't think the studio's open.
If it is open, I will be here with the show.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. There may or may not be. Either way, Rachel will be with
in
Diane.
Vegas!
You know what they say, as
in Vegas,
the show must go on.
Baking us cookies.
Maybe.
Please.
Snickerdoodles. I thought there was mention of snickerdoodles
Rachel.
Earlier.
Yeah, but I need to get a
Please?
Better snickerdoodle recipe. Please, no.
Please.
I don't bake goods for random people.
Random people?
Oh, we're random people now?
Yeah.
We're not your
people.
Co-hosts? We're not your radio blood?
Yeah.
Oh, we did take that blood oath, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
We're closer than any friend you have right now. Megan? We're
Megs?
Closer than her.
Yeah.
But anyway. Cody, you want to date her, don't you?
She has pretty eyes. I don't know if I'd want to date her. She seems really outgoing and nice and funny and
you
sweet
don't
and charming.
That.
So I don't. That's not really my type.
You don't want any part in that.
Yes.
Okay. But
well, that's been our show
yep.
for the most part.
We will have this on podcast soon, very soon.
Yep. Probably
today
within
tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow. You can download that on iTunes. Just search for Aggie Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
We also post that to our Facebook page.
Yes,
and
our
blog,
Facebook
so.
Page and the blog. Anything you want to plug this upcoming week?
Me. No, just go on our blog. There will be at least 3 posts this week.
Yep.
One of them being the 10 best nap spots on campus.
And 5
I
things to avoid the media drought.
Abbey last week.
Nappington Abbey?
Yes, I went to
it's
a nap
nice,
Nappington
huh?
Abbey.
That's the number
yeah,
one spot to
nice.
Take a nap.
With a beautiful view, too. So
beautiful.
If you don't feel like napping, you can
and
take
it's
a
quiet,
nap.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you can find okay. out where Nappington Abbey is on our blog.
And 5 things you can do to avoid the media drought we call February.
Yep.
Okay, sign off.
For Aggie Newsroom and Aggie Radio, which is, as you know, for the students by the students, my name is Cody D.W. Scott, telling you, stay pretty, Logan City.
And I'm Rachel, what's my middle name today?
Rachel has a cute friend named Ashley Hilton.
Yes. And that was a Freudian slip because it's definitely Sarah.
Whatever.
And I still haven't thought of a good quote.
Okay, and this is Riley. Riley McDirty Thompson. And my catchphrase today is, don't vote for Ryan Lambert.
Zoubi zoo, zoubi zoo, zoubi zoo, mon Dieu qu'ils sont doux.